A warning for our viewers out there, this podcast is in no way affiliated with MasterChef, its contestants, or the production. Hey guys, this is Chef Kelsey Murphy from MasterChef Season 11, and I am here with my filmmaker friend, Pete Ferrero. We are here to chat about MasterChef Season 13, The United Tastes of America. Each week, we're going to break down every single episode, chatting about the contestants, their dishes, and all of the drama that is sure to come.
Here we are.
Wayne, it's so upsetting to see you here because you...
I know.
You've been so great on this show, and especially in the last... I know we didn't even start, but we're starting. Especially in the last run of the last few weeks on the show. I mean, particularly in the restaurant takeover challenge, where you just totally stepped up and showed your leadership. It was amazing. Like, I was like, this guy is going to win this show. So it's so disappointing to see you here, given everything that we've seen. How are you, man?
I'm good because I realized early on it was told to us, look, everybody's going to go home. Even the winner, like, right, Kelsey?
Fair enough.
like everybody's going to go home. I just went home literally like 1 week too soon. So I'm super grateful and thankful I got to do this in the first place. Would I do it again? You bet your ass I would. Yeah.
I would.
Yeah. No, did you like it? Did you love being out there?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I'm in a really good place in my life where, you know, my kid's just off to college now and my business runs itself, and I had the time and space to do this. And so for me, it was just like, you know, one big 2 month long adventure. Yeah.
All right, guys, welcome to The Real Eats. Kelsey here with my good friend Pete, and we have Wayne here with us following his elimination from the stuffed pasta challenge. Welcome to the show, Wayne.
Great to be here, guys.
Oh, it's great to be see you, but it's sad.
Yes.
Yeah, it was inevitable.
It was. Like you just said, everybody goes home at some point. Yeah. It's a rough time to go home.
Yeah, so close. You know, I said all along I had really my two goals. Well, I really had three goals in that show. The first one was getting my apron. You know, as a lifelong fan, that apron was like a big deal. And then I just didn't want to be the first to go home. That was what I told producers. I'm like, what are you most afraid of? Going home first. Mm-hmm. And so once I got past that, I really wanted to get to the kitchen takeover. Now, we had no idea it was going to be Hell's Kitchen until literally like day of. And so getting to do that was a real pinch me moment. And then of course I wanted to get to the finale and I got close.
You were very competitive through this whole season. And I think at times, I don't know, I can't speak, I don't talk to the contestants on a regular basis, but they've come on here and they've said you're a competitor, you did this, you did that, you're kind of the villain. Was that something that you intended to be, or how did that happen? What is that like for you?
No, I did not intend to be the villain. And I hope I didn't come across as a villain on TV.
No.
I came on the show with my own personal confidence. I've had success in business. I've had failures. Failures and successes is kind of how it goes. And, you know, over time you get to be my age and, you know, you get to have a certain self-confidence, and then TV producers say, be even more confident in front of the cameras, right? Because the cameras kind of suck it out of you. Well, I did that. And, you know, at times I'm sure it came across as like, here's this really super confident guy. And maybe some people who are a little bit less confident take that as being too much. I mean, maybe it is sometimes, I don't know, but I'm me and I was going to be me on camera. And that's what I did. But in terms of like getting along with the cast, I made a lot of friendly acquaintances. I also made some real friends too. And there were cliques on the show, just like probably any group of people. And, you know, in the holding room, you know, they'd be sitting over there playing Uno. I was studying recipes. Yep. And I think that came across as not wanting to be like as friendly or as part of the club. And I was just there to win. Well, yeah. Like, why else go on it?
Right. We're spending all this time out here. Like,
yeah.
Right.
It's not like who can be the best friend at the end of this time while you're there. It's who can win the competition and really study and create recipes that are going to be interesting for television and also for the judges and whatnot. Right. So I respect the hell out of what you did here on this show. Now, what is your baseball background?
So I played in junior college for a couple of years. And then I've played amateur baseball for 30 years. I just retired last year. So, yeah, I'm a pitcher So, you know, got to have the ball. Sure you're shocked by that, right?
No, I love that. I love that element.
He, like, the whole season, like, kept picking up. They're like, they keep referencing baseball when it comes to Wayne. Like,
did you know all
the time? When we had the Dodgers episode, it was so funny because the story producers were like, all right, Wayne, this is going to be your moment to shine. I'm like, what? Why? I'm not.
Why am I just the baseball guy? Yeah. I don't play for the Cubs. I'm just,
no.
But can you connect your dots from baseball as an athlete to this experience in some ways?
Oh, 100%. I mean, look, it's funny because every time I would go pitch, even, you know, I've been pitching for, you know, playing baseball for 40 years. I'm nervous yeah. right before, you know, like that first pitch, and then the first pitches. A little less nervous, seconds a little less, third, fourth, and so on. And being in the MasterChef kitchen was just like that. You know, you're standing behind those doors, waiting to go on. It's a mystery box. You have no idea what you're going to do. And then they open those doors. Man, the feelings were all the same. But I felt like I was able to get rid of the nerves very quickly, like as an episode started. So, yeah, I think it served me really well. And also, sometimes things aren't going well. You have to pivot. Maybe throw more breaking balls and fastballs.
Yes.
And there were definitely times they didn't show it. I'm shocked. If they had a bloopers reel, I would be leading it for how much I ran back to that pantry this season.
Oh, I was the exact same.
I was like spinning back and forth all season. And then
that's awesome.
And then of course that came to burn me on the wall episode when I forgot the eggs for our Bernays. And I was like, yeah, well, I can't run back this time.
That was like my MO the whole season. Was I was like the one always running back to the pantry. And I, like, throughout my season got this, like, it was like good luck for me to, like, keep my heels on and not change into my comfy shoes. And I was like, shit, now I'm running back in my heels. And then we had the wall challenge and I was like, Kelsey, do not forget anything. Do not forget anything. Like,
yeah, just, that was the most chaotic moment of every episode inside the MasterChef kitchen, was going to that pantry, not having been able to talk to Grant about what we were making, come to a decision, and you've got 3 minutes to shop. And like, that was absolute chaos in there. Yeah. So I literally had ingredients from our backup dish in my basket, but not the eggs.
Just no eggs. Not the main thing you need.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That's okay.
But it worked out well, because hats off to Grant. You know, Grant was, I know this is not like an episode recap thing, but
yeah, anyway, it's okay.
But you know, one of the reasons I wanted to cook with Grant is I thought that we would have similar cooking styles when it came to Midwestern, like steakhouse, which he was immediately, yeah, let's do that. And I know he's a good student and he could like make a sauce, and a good communicator. So that worked out well. He helped us pivot on the sauce. So yeah.
The idea of putting the people together in the wall challenge, that you knew what you were doing. Did you know that the Bryn and Colby pairing was going to do what it did?
No. My only strat, look, at that point, we've all shown enough in the kitchen that really anybody could go home. Well, almost anybody. I think a couple favorites that were probably not going anywhere no matter what. But my goal was to pair myself with someone who I really did not think that they were going to send home the both of us. And that was Grant. I didn't see them sending home both, no matter what we did, almost like both people from the Midwest. So that was where I was concerned. And then the other combinations were, you know, a little bit of Colby and Bryn, because he traded her earlier in the season.
Yes, I agree with that.
I thought that might be interesting. But the funny thing is, you really don't know how people are going to work together. Because when I was paired with Reagan in the tag team, like we I know they showed yelling and all that kind of stuff, but like, we actually did well. We did well together. And then in the Hell's Kitchen episode.
Yeah, you guys did great.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I don't think you can really predict those things. I was looking to put myself in the strongest situation on the wall.
That's fair.
Yeah.
What else you got, Kelsey?
I just think it's interesting because Pete and I were talking about this briefly before you came on, because I feel like when we get down to where like you were in the, you know, we're talking about top five, even top six, you know, there's like two agendas, you know, going on. It's like, you know, that there's some people that like may not be going anywhere. And so I always like,
Kelsey, who are you talking? I'm going to call you out. Who are you talking about? Who do you think is not going anywhere from this cast?
Well, that's the thing.
Are you talking about Jennifer?
No, not necessarily. I just
well, I'm just curious who you're talking about.
I don't know specifically. I just know in general.
Uh-huh.
That's like, I haven't been around like Wayne knows, because he
sure
he you know you there's like a vibe, like, and you know, like, who's right. kind of been helped a little bit and who gets, you know, some suggestions from the culinary team. Mm. You know, there's just little things that happen and you're like, oh, okay. They're trying to make sure that person doesn't screw up. And so I just watch these like with a grain of salt to like kind of feel it out. And so, like, for example, when you went home, I was like, like,
I knew it.
Like,
I knew I was going home that, well, so basically I knew I was going home that episode, I'll just say. Okay. And so I watch a ton of reality TV against my better judgment. I don't know. I just like to zone out sometimes. I read a lot of real books too and cook, but I watch too much. And so I'm always putting my producer hat on and I'm analyzing what's happening, what's about to happen based on what I think is going to happen. And when I knew it was Pasta and Grant, I knew there was no way I was going through Grant with Pasta to get into the finale. And they weren't going to have two guys from the Midwest in the finale either. So I had kind of convinced myself at the beginning of that cook that, like, yeah, it's my time. It's my time. And part of that is what got me off my game. And I didn't listen to my gut. And I listened to some, I'll just say, some outside influences regarding my sauce.
I see.
Yeah.
It is what it is. And I'm not upset about it. This was a great experience. I'm just like,
yeah, you took it totally fine. Like, you seemed like, yeah, like.
But the Hell's Kitchen challenge, let's talk about that quickly.
Yeah, it was great to see you, first of all.
Was it? Because I haven't seen it yet.
It looks great.
Man, you are so good in this.
Yeah, like, you're
such
a
good leader. I mean, it's Gordon is talking to you and you almost feel like you're one of like a peer of his, like he's hired you to be in the restaurant. You're really good at leading the two.
Didn't feel like that.
Yeah. I got my ass kicked for 2.5 hours, but yeah, it's fine.
No doubt. But comparatively, I always feel like with the show, they try to create the illusion that both teams are equally can go home at any moment here. But in this, I did not feel that at all. Like, it's obvious that your team is going to win. So what was that experience like? Because you've dealt with Gordon yelling at you all season, but now you're in his Hell's Kitchen, which is going to be coming back to Fox soon. What was that like for you to have that experience?
Well, first of all, I want to say to producers, I would go on Hell's Kitchen because it's one of my other favorite shows.
Yeah.
So for me, man, getting to that episode was amazing. But let me tell you, it was the longest day because we had to drive all that way to Southern California super early in the morning. We had to do just all these, I haven't seen it, but all these walkthroughs at the casino and the grounds and all this stuff. And
they don't show like any of that either.
They showed a little bit of the walkthroughs in the casino in the beginning.
They don't show any of it is the story of our lives on that show.
Right. Yeah. Really. Right. Yeah. There's like literally 2 seconds of like you guys like walking into the hotel, but that's it.
I always have to defend the editing and production team on this.
No, I know.
Guys, like, there's only so much of this stuff that they can show.
Yeah. So,
like, Jennifer's upset that they didn't, some line that she didn't say. She came. I'm like, the editors have to make these choices, guys, you know, like,
yeah,
whatever.
It's an impossible job, but you know, when we went in there and Gordon's behind the line, we're all standing there. He's like, I'm going to show you once how everything is made. Mm-hmm. Take notes, ask questions. And of course he's cooking at the speed of Gordon.
Right.
And you know, everything's meased and, you know, a lot of the stuff like smoked beans are obviously pre-prepared and stuff.
Right.
And so he's doing this so fast. I'm like, there's no way we're going to be able to do this at that speed as he's calling tickets. Like, it was sheer terror. And then, you know, we had the whole issue with like Reagan and fish.
Yes.
And I was going to cook the fish. I don't know what they showed, but I was going to cook the fish. And she's like, no, I can do it. Like, really want you at the front, because I'd been at the front at all the other team challenges, you know, working the pass, building the plates and every one, and had been successful, won them all. So I thought that was a good place for me to be. And I had a plate system to be organized. When they called tickets, each entree had, or each dish had a different plate. So I'd pull that number of plates immediately and stack it. And so I would know exactly what was coming next. So when Gordon would be like, you know, we have this, what's next? I'm like, I look at the plates and be like, we had this, this, and this. And then they changed the plates on us halfway through dinners,
entrees,
to where we ran out of one style and we had to put them all in the same plate. So I'm like, oh shit.
You're like, no, my system's gone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I had to like really, but at that point I was kind of like in a flow, in a rhythm, and it was fun. It was exhilarating. It was everything that it probably looks like on TV. It is.
Yeah.
One last question. First off, I'm wearing my Need Salt shirt. You're wearing your Extra Spicy shirt. I appreciate these shirts so much. They're amazing.
You're welcome.
They're soft. I love them.
Is next for you? What do you hope to do next with all of this?
Well, hopefully sell a million t-shirts.
Yes.
It's the goal.
No, but you know, food wise, look, I'm too old to go jump behind a line and be in the restaurant business. Sure. Especially after doing Hell's Kitchen. It's like, what?
Nah, no. Yeah. Every day.
Yeah, yeah. So right now I'm just kind of working on sharing my, you know, stuff on socials and stuff. And you know, I really don't know. I mean, I'm in a good place in my life where I have a successful business that I still own and it's operating independently of me. So I'm going to see what kind of pops up and I want to do something in food. I mean, it truly is my passion. That's why I went on the show. And it's funny because, you know, Gordon always says when you go home, like, don't stop cooking. I'm like, I think I came home and cooked more in the week or two after I got home, probably just out of like a cathartic type of thing I needed. And so I'm just going to keep cooking and see where it takes me. But I love to cook, love to cook for people. Yeah.
Maybe some more TV. Sure. Right.
Well, and I love you're like one of like the pure, like you're actually a fan of the show, a home cook. Yeah. Like you're one of the actual, like you're why we have this show, you know, like.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. It's funny because like when I was, you know, when I was leaving on my way out, Danny, the head producer comes out and says, well, did you have fun? Would you do it again? I said, you know, they call these once in a lifetime experiences for a reason. No way would I do this again. But after, since I've been home and watching the show and decompressed from, you know, making it so close, but yet so far. Yeah, I'd do it again. I'd do Next Level Chef. I do. Yeah.
You're heck craving yeah, the. Great, oh, I know. I'm going to go on Next Level.
Well, you should do some crossover.
Next Level Chef. I'm going to do it.
Producers, yeah, do some crossovers with the Master
Chef. Yeah. Well, I'm hoping they have another Back to Win before I'm like 60. Like, I hope they don't wait 10 years. And that way I can see you, Kelsey, on the show. Hopefully you would come back. I don't know. Would they have a winner back?
Back to Win. No.
No, they wouldn't have a winner back?
No, they wouldn't have a winner because that's they call it like redemption. So like it's anybody who didn't win. So
Kelsey, let's wrap up.
God, you know, okay.
Sorry, yeah.
Sorry, well, you know, yeah. They have us on a schedule.
No.
All right. Well, Wayne, we honestly are so proud of you all season.
Yeah.
Loved watching you all season. We are a huge fan. We watched you really like dominate and take control all season and grow a lot, not only in your cooking, but you know, and just like you said, and you said it on your exit kind of out of the show of like how much you've really found a new respect for, you realize how much you still had to learn. And it was great to kind of watch you evolve on the show. And I'm looking forward to, you know, welcoming you into now my MasterChef family. So you're part of my family and whatever that means for the future, if you want advice, need help, want to just cook together or collaborate, I am all ears. My door is always open. So. You just
great. Sounds great. And you're not far away, really.
I just say we are not far from each other. So
awesome.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate you so much. I mean, I thought you were really awesome on the show and whatnot, and you're a great sport. So thank you for these shirts and all this stuff too. So just think the world of you, man.
Thanks, guys. I've got, maybe I'll see you around.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Wayne. Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Bye.